Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel. The all-new Opel Mokka. With a new visor front face and pure panel interior, this is Opel.
As you heard there in the news bulletin, there is huge controversy this morning over publicans and what they're allowed to do when it comes to serving drink to people who are going to be consuming it outside. And the Minister for Justice, Heather Humphreys has spoken to the Attorney General this morning amid this confusion around whether we're allowed to consume the alcohol in the new pub outdoor seating areas. Now, all this comes after the Gardaí said that the consumption of alcohol in these spaces isn't permitted unless specific licences or bylaws are in place. Well, in a moment, I'll be joined by Jim O'Callaghan, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Bay South, and also Constance Cassidy, Senior Counsel and author of the Licensing Act. But first, I want to go to Connemara, and Michael Coyne is with us. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you keeping?
Good. Your place is Coyne's Gastropub.
That's right. We're in Cicéron in Connemara here in County Galway. How are you?
And you're literally putting it together now for your opening on Friday, the outside space, so that people can enjoy their pint and food outside.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Apologies now if there might be some noise in the background. We're busy here putting up a railing. But yeah, we've taken advantage of the, I suppose there was a grant there from Floods Ireland with regards to the outdoor space, because that's what it was. We were promised, a summer outdoors, and that's what we were preparing for here. And I suppose really what we're doing is looking at something like post-COVID, like, you know, after COVID, when this is over, where we have more of a sense of normality. Because I say people, from what I gather, is like, that people have got used to outdoor dining now. So now that's what we're preparing for as we build this plinth here. That's what we're looking at, really, you know.
So what are you doing then? The plinth, is that going to form part of a gazebo, what you're putting in today?
Well, what's going up today is the railing surrounding it, for safety railing. And then we're putting in, erecting these big 4-metre gazebos across it, going to a length of 12 metres.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and then you're overlooking the bay. We're in, overlooking Kilcarran Bay here. So it's a nice, you know, it's a nice experience, especially when we're on the Wye Atlantic Way as well, for people that are coming to visit us, for locals as well.
Well, it sounds lovely, but it didn't come free. I know there was a grant, it's around 4,000, isn't it, the grant? But I assume, given what you've described, that you've had to pump a bit more money into that.
Oh, my God, yeah. It's a huge spend. And I mean, especially after the year that we've had, and there's no restart grant this year either, you know, and we've had government support, you know, like you mentioned, the Falls Ireland application there, but the it's a spend looking towards the future for life after COVID as such, you know, but you're talking about the raids. Also, when we started this plinth here, we found it very difficult to get, for example, to get someone to build it, because the construction industry too were on the back foot, because they had been in lockdown as well.
Yes.
And there's a shortage of supplies, there's a shortage of timber, believe it or not, and outdoor seating. We won't be getting our outdoor seating until next September. Because there's a shortage
of all that.
Such a demand for it, though. You
yeah,
know?
But then, Michael, you're now faced with the problem as of yesterday, and we've been hearing more about it this morning on Morning Ireland there, that you might be told that you can't serve out there.
Well, we've served outside, you know, prior to this, it is disappointing, and especially for businesses that are up and running already that have been on the cost, that have been closed, you know, since last December, pretty much. You would think that they'd have this sorted out beforehand, but I welcome the fact that Minister Humphreys has, gone on to the Attorney General, and there's going to be a fix there, as well as look to try and sort this out, because the industry is under a severe amount of pressure, you know, like say, and also the fact that the stop-start system, you know, you're not talking about opening, you know, about pubs reopening. It's for a lot of pubs, even before COVID, a lot of them were closing their doors, you know, I think it's about a quarter of the pubs all over, especially in rural Ireland, to close their doors.
So facing problems before all of this.
But
Michael, when you hear, you know, it'll be up to the discretion of the Gardaí in your area as to whether you can serve or not in this area on the plinth that you've developed. Is that good enough?
It adds to the stress, you know, especially after being promised, you know, this is fine, then do with the outdoor dining and so on, that this is going to be somewhere outdoors. So we prepared for that. And then you hear this. It's kind of like, say, like, it's a very Irish thing, isn't it, that say we find a solution and then we create another problem after we find the solution, you know? And no, it's not good enough. And I hope that the minister does address this, because the law itself dates back to 1947. You know, a very different Ireland. And we have to look at, say, you know, post-COVID. And this might be even a spur to repealing a lot of the laws, not just in hospitality, but going forward, say, for, you know, more modern version of Irish society.
All right, Michael, we'll let you go because I know you're pouring concrete there this morning, so we'll let you get on with it. Michael Coyne there, Coyne's Gastropub in Connemara. Johnny Duggan is the chairman of the Galway branch of the Vintners Federation of Ireland. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, Claire.
Nothing short of widespread confusion, would you say, over this situation. How much of a blow will it be to restaurants and pubs to be told that they may not be able to serve in their outdoor areas now?
Yeah, well, I think this is a wrinkle in the carpet that could be ironed out over the next few days. Hopefully it's common sense, hopefully will prevail, and whatever might be needed to address the issues that have been that Don Garda and Fiacona have raised could be addressed maybe hopefully this week. Mm-hmm. But it's hugely important for us to be able to use the public realm that we've been given for outdoor dining. It's kind of reinvigorating the city centre. It's good for retail. It's taking people out of uncontrolled drinking environments back into controlled environments. So it's working really, really well on the ground. So there seems to be just a technicality there to deal with. So hopefully we can get dealt with over the next few days.
Well, we did hear over the weekend that the Gardaí in Galway, where you are, were calling to places and saying you can do this and you can't do that. Did you have any experience of that?
Yeah, well, I'm aware we didn't have the guards calling to us, but I know that they called into six licensed premises in the city centre and made them aware that they're under the view that they might be serving alcohol illegally under these outdoor dining licenses. So, look, we've made contact with a number of politicians and Heather Humphrey's office and that via the BFI CEO, Pádraig Cribbin. So our expectation is that there's been so much emergency legislation introduced in the country over the last 15 months that I think, with the benefit of hindsight, everywhere there's probably a wrinkle or two in all legislation that could maybe be done better, but everything is done in the spirit of opening up and trying to get trading again. So I think this is going to get resolved over the next few days.
Well, and it sounds as though you're hopeful that might happen, but as it stands, we're told, aren't we, that it's up to the Gardaí, that they have discretion here. And I would imagine you would say that that's not good enough, because if you listen to somebody like Michael there investing thousands in something when he might get the tap on the shoulder at any minute and told to close it, that's where we are.
Well, that's where it is at the moment today, but our expectation, I just see that Heather Humphreys has just released something on Twitter there, but the expectation is that this will hopefully get resolved. If it needs legislation, I think it can be dealt with under the emergency COVID legislation under the Department of Health, or it can be dealt with by the Minister of Justice.
So, yeah. I'm just looking at what Heather Humphrey said on Twitter earlier on, and she was talking to the Commissioner, she was also talking to the Attorney General, and she says the Gardaí Commissioner reassured me again this morning that discretion will continue to be applied by Gardaí in their engagements with licensed premises.
Yeah, we're hopeful that over the next few days, the discretion, they will exercise discretion until if there's a fix from a legislative point of view that needs to be dealt with, that can be done. And in the meantime, the discretion will prevail. I think everybody is of the view that this is working very well on the ground. I think the guards on the ground are very happy with this. We've taken people off the Spanish Arch and the canals that were drinking takeaway pints. It's now in controlled environments. The streets look great. The retailers are happier. Everybody is happier that this is actually going on. It just needs a fix. And I think it's going to come.
All right. Well, let's see where we stand now. Johnny, thanks very much for joining us, because Constance Cassidy is senior counsel and author of the Licensing Act. Constance, you're very welcome. Thanks for taking our call. And we're hoping that we're going to get the clarity from you that we all need on this morning. So the statement from the Gardaí that these outdoor drinking spaces may be illegal, are they right?
From a licensing perspective, I do not agree that the outside drinking spaces are illegal. The licensing acts do not prohibit the drinking or consumption of alcohol outside licensed premises with a bar in a public place. The only circumstances where there's an illegality is where the relevant local authority has enacted a bylaw prohibiting the consumption of alcohol in a public place. You see, I think the confusion has arisen in this way, Claire. There are three regulatory regimes at play: the COVID regulations, the licensing law, and the local authority law. And maybe that's why there's a confusion. So if there's a breach of COVID, that's an illegality. If there's a breach of the local authority law, i.e. a bylaw, that's an illegality. However, there is no breach of licensing law allowing drinking outside a licensed premises with a bar once the transaction, and I'm talking about legality here, once the transaction, that is the purchase and the sale, takes place on the licensed premises. There is nothing to prohibit the consumption of outside the premises once the transaction is processed within the premises. Now, that's the licensing law.
Yes. But there may be a local authority by law which says that you can't drink on this street.
Yes, so that's a matter for the local authority. So the local authority, if it has a bylaw in place, it's entirely a matter for the local authority to determine or to inquire as to the existence of the area of the bylaw, as to the existence of a bylaw and then the area it covers. So that's a matter for the local authority. And if there's a breach of a bylaw, that's an illegality. But just from a licensing perspective, and that's all I'm talking to you about, there's absolutely nothing that says you cannot have the consumption of intoxicating liquor on a premises or outside a premises, because the licensing acts go back. There's about 80 licensing statutes that go back to 1833, and a licensed publican is entitled to sell and serve intoxicating liquor in his premises and outside his premises.
Mm-hmm. So when the Gardaí and the Justice Minister says that she's been reassured this morning by the Gardaí Commissioner that the Gardaí will use their discretion, if what you're saying is right, they don't need to use their discretion.
No, not at all. There's no need for a Gardaí discretion once there's complied with COVID, once there's no public disorder or drunkenness, there's no illegality, no discretion. If, however, discretion does arise, if there's drunkenness or public disorder. And the Gardaí have to be commended for the way that they have been dealing with all of this during COVID, and I think they will continue to do it. But I am satisfied that for the over the 80 licensing statutes back to 1833, that there is no licensing prohibition on the consumption of alcohol outside a licensed premises. Mm-hmm. But there are other illegalities which may come into play depending on the area of the local authority.
Okay, so one other thing that the Gardaí said. They said while local authorities may provide permission for additional seating space outside of a licensed premises, these spaces are not covered for the consumption of alcohol by the licence issued to a premises, that licence issued by the district court. Is that right? Does it make sense?
So a licence is not issued by a district court. In fact, it's issued by a circuit court. That licence authorises the sale within the licensed premises. So that's the licence that's actually issued by revenue. So it authorises, in the case of a publican with a bar, it authorises the sale within and also outside. I'm quite satisfied of that.
Okay, so if anything needs to be fixed here, it's the bylaw, the local authority bylaw, that needs to be fixed.
Absolutely, 100%. The only thing, the only illegality that I can see is in a situation where a bylaw is in force prohibiting the consumption of alcohol in a public place. And that is a matter entirely for the local authority.
Okay, Constance, thank you very much for that clarity. And Jim O'Callaghan is with us, Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin Bay South. Good morning to you.
Morning, Claire.
Interesting to hear there what Constance Cassidy has to say about all of this, because publicans around the country, restaurant owners who have invested so much, as we heard Michael Coyne telling us earlier, in their outdoor dining and drinking spaces, were told over the weekend that it's up to the local Gardaí to decide whether you're allowed to serve people and have them consume outside.
Yeah, well, I'm comforted to hear what Constance Cassidy has said, but of course that won't remove the confusion from the vintners and the restaurateurs, particularly those in Galway who seem to be told over the weekend that they couldn't sell outside. Unfortunately, Claire, there is some confusion in respect to this. We want to have an outdoor summer. The hospitality sector has had a very difficult 15 months and they deserve certainty. And, you know, we had a lot of time to prepare for this and we should have maybe seen any issues of confusion that were arising. But I'm comforted as well that the Minister has been in touch with the Gardaí Commissioner. You talk about, and the Minister talks about, discretion. Discretion is fine provided it's applied consistently and nationally. And what we can't have is one Gardaí superintendent in one part of the country exercising a discretion in a certain way and it happening different in another part of the country. So I'd like the Gardaí Commissioner to maybe, as was indicated by the Minister today, to come out and say that the discretion will be operated consistently throughout the country. And if that's not there, if that's not available, well, then we will need to introduce legislation to ensure that there is no confusion if there are legal issues here.
Discretion, though, use of discretion, doesn't that imply that it won't be equal across the country?
It does, unfortunately. And what we can't have, as I say, is that certain parts of the country are going to have different rules to other parts of the country. So unless we can be guaranteed that there's going to be a national consistent exercise of discretion by the Gardaí, well, then the confusion that's there at present will probably probably not be removed.
It's very clear, though, isn't it, from what Constance Cassidy said, it's up to the local authorities to address this.
Yeah, it's a complicated process. Obviously, there is a lot of the outdoor furniture that restaurants and pubs have used have been availed as a result of an application by them to the local authority under Section 254 of the Planning Acts. But as Constance said, the bylaws are also a power that the local authorities have under Section 199 of the Local Government Act. And for instance, I know in Dublin City Council that there are bylaws in prohibiting the consumption of drinking liquor in public places. They were issued back in 2008. But listen, we know what we want to achieve here. And in fairness to hospitality, the reopening that started 2 weeks ago has gone extremely well. I know that from being out around Dublin. It is extremely efficient. It's been done in a very organised and orderly way. I think it is not fair on hospitality to try to impose upon them now some uncertainty or confusion. So really the obligation rests with the state, with the Garda Commissioner, with the Minister for Justice to ensure that any confusion is removed rapidly.
Okay, what's the fix then?
Well, the fix is if the Garda Commissioner come out and say that there will be consistent application of discretion and that pubs and restaurants will not be held liable for any breach of the law because of having their drinks consumed outside. That's one fix. But if there's any uncertainty about that, we need legislation, and the Minister for Justice will have to take the lead on that. I was in touch with her office this morning. Like, she needs to ensure that this uncertainty is removed rapidly.
Mm-hmm. If bar owners then continue to serve alcohol outside their premises, and say there is an accident or there's a row, there's, you know, people are acting in a way that is inappropriate and so on, does the publican's liability increase at the moment because they shouldn't be serving alcohol there because a bylaw may exist in that area?
Well, I suppose that depends on the type of insurance cover that the publican will have and the response of the insurer to that publican if a claim is made. But listen, it has been the case prior to this that people have been able to consume alcohol outside, whether it was in pubs or restaurants. It's obviously been done on a much broader basis now, and it's working extremely effectively and well. And I would have thought what the publicans and the restaurateurs need to be assured is that they're doing so legally. And my understanding before yesterday was that they were doing it legally, but we need to ensure that there's no doubt about that.
Okay, Jim O'Callaghan, thank you very much for joining us today on the programme. Now, next up, controversy rages over the National Maternity Hospital and who will control it. We'll take a closer look at what's going on after this quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.